And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Got a little update for you, mate.
Oh, do you? Well, you've been your eyes have been really focused on watching a film clip for this music that you're about to play. So that's why.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
You may recall what?
No, because I thought I like at the start of it. Sorry.
Well, mate, unfortunately, cutting those bits of audio, what we call in the game song hooks, is above your pay grade. You're actually not allowed access.
I'm not allowed. What's going on with the big boa?
Well, we heard earlier in the week that in a southern Sydney suburb called Sylvania in South Sydney.
You're joking me.
No.
That so many S's there.
I know, right? Big bloody red-bodied boa constrictor was seen, and it was slithering sort of around a boat ramp and into the water. Mm. I compared the bridge to the OG Barwon Heads Bridge.
Yeah, no, nice, it was good to have that visual.
Nice little local reference there.
Just in case no one's seen a bridge over water before.
They are similar in the sense that they are both bridges, correct?
Yeah.
This one's a bit bigger. Anyway, so is the snake. Male boa constrictor on the loose. People were horrified, is one word. They think it was, because it's illegal to own them, but they think it was a pet.
Yeah.
That had done a runner.
Yeah, obviously. And no one's going to say, hey, police, I've
lost me Brazilian boa.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like when, you know, certain packages, you know, wash up on the beach.
I know.
No one's going to be like, hey, police, I've lost my Colombian stone.
And the police are like, what package?
What boa constrictor?
Not venomous. They are considered a significant risk to the native wildlife and small children, domestic pets, other animals, as it wraps its body around its prey to, you know, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
It's quite
aggressive.
Is it like, you know, in Austin Powers, where the guy's like screaming like, no, and the slow moving roller is coming towards him?
Yeah.
Like if a boa constrictor's like, I'm going to squish you, do you just say, oh, I'm just going to step out. Just going to step out of the circle that you've created.
I don't know. That's
me.
A really great question. Mm. Do you know who would be able to answer it? Is Jack Gatto. Our snake wrangling Elvis impersonating mate.
Yeah.
We should get him on to ask him about the big bloody boa. Anyway, you're right, though. It does seem like a thing that would be easy to avoid.
Yeah.
Look, they haven't found the owner of the boa. That's the bad news. Mm. The good news is they found the boa.
Oh, good.
So
they're taking care of it, though, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
It's been safely captured.
Oh, I love that.
An alert member of the press noticed the animal. There you go.
Ah, see?
Journo just poking around down there.
The media does well again.
Believing it may be a recently reported boa constrictor sighted in the same area in recent days, reported the sighting. We've picked it up. And I don't know where it's gone now. It's probably some sort of animal rescue.
I love that. Center. Good news story for the boa constrictor.
Yeah. The fine for the owner may incur a fine of $1,000.
So that's it?
That's pretty, it's pretty punitive.
That's what you get for bloody using your phone in the car.
Yeah. I know, right?
Serious? $1,000, is that it?
So one less Brazilian snake on the streets of Sydney. That's great news for everybody, isn't it?
Mm, yes.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, you brought an article to the table this week that said 1 in 50 men think that they could outrun a racehorse.
Yeah.
And then the list went on to list other things that men think that they could outrun.
Well, they thought they could do the whole, this is ahead of the Grand National, which was, I think, last weekend in the UK. It's like their big sort of Melbourne Cup race.
Yeah.
And one of them, and the track is about 7K around, just shy of 7K around. And they're like, yep, I could run that in 10 minutes.
The audacity.
How
right?
drunk are the people in the crowd that you're surveying?
Do you know what? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Because then they went on to list other things and other animals that they thought that they could outrun.
Crocodile's a big one.
Crocodiles, dogs, house cats, bees, swarms of bees.
Swarm of bees, that was good.
Like, that was hilarious.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus, like, differentiating men saying that they could beat them. Yeah. And then we thought, you know what, you and Lingy, you like to talk a big game. Lingy, of course, has a bit of a rip quad at the moment, so we thought this is the perfect time for you to go head-to-head with Lingy and a horse.
Well, so we thought, so when we heard that, my initial reaction is, man, it's a bit embarrassing being a guy sometimes.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I know. Like, you have to wear the brunt of a lot of things that happen.
I'm part of the problem. Absolutely, I'm part of the problem. But in this instance, like, how dumb do you have to be?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so we thought, let's see actually how we would match up against a horse.
Yeah. And as expected, the horse won in fabulous time.
Well, we went to Landy Field, and weirdly, you're not allowed to run a horse around Landy Field. They've just redone it.
Yeah.
It's this spongy, amazing racetrack, running track, but they didn't want us to have clip-clops sort of happening all over.
No, of course not. And whatever, you were doing a bit of clip-clopping yourself.
Mm.
But you and Lingy both lined up there. We did 100 metres, and we set you off great. You did a really good job. You actually beat Lingy, which I know you're very excited about.
Is beat the word we're going to use, or flogged? Or
flogged. Like, flogged Lingy.
Blitzed,
that's also
blitz. Let's say blitz.
Okay, you blitzed Lingy. The horse blitzed you both.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But apparently there was another story to come out of this.
Yeah, so if you want to see that video of us trying to beat a racehorse, then jump online, Carrick Geelong on the Instagram, that's on social, on the Facebook as well.
Mm.
But yes, last night, because we do a whole, you know, what was your favourite thing you did today with the girls every day, at the end of every day.
Yeah.
We're all sitting around playing Lego, and I showed the video. They asked me what my favourite thing was. I showed the video. I was like, look, we went to a racetrack. Daddy raced a cartoon horse. How cool. And obviously you're in the video as well, and so is Lingy. And Goldie, like, both our girls know both of you.
Yeah. Right?
But weirdly, Goldie was like, who's Lingy and Loggy, or which one's Lingy and Loggy? And so Carlia pointed out you and pointed out Lingy. And then Goldie said something, and I was like, oh, I have to bring that to the table. And she asked a follow-up question. And then I tried to get tried to film her saying it again.
Yeah.
And she got a bit shy, but Indy was happy to chime in.
What did you just ask me, baby?
I actually shy.
Okay.
Baby.
This is what she said. Is Loggy the weird girl with the big boobs? That's what Goldie said.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Is Loggy the weird girl with the big boobs?
Right. This is what she said. Is Loggy the weird girl with the big boobs? That's what Goldie said.
What do I do with that information?
No wonder she got shy.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Have I impeded her space before?
No. She's obviously heard the show.
Okay.
But I don't think she's
very specific.
Yeah, I know. So I think she's taken what she's heard on the show and what she knows of you, and she's saying three.
Yeah.
And then added what she's seen of you in person, because we don't often talk about your upper front.
I was going to say, what is she
top,
hearing
top
at
front
home?
Quadrant.
What is she hearing at home
Nothing
about me?
About, no. God, no.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You see a story on the Daily Mail that's going viral and you click on it and you're like, oh, yeah. And then it's like, Geelong woman. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Love seeing this. Hey Maggie May Zero is her account on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie had a bit of a day. I think this was yesterday, but it could have been maybe last week. She's pregnant at the moment, not feeling good. She's sick. And so she's like, you know what? I want to go out somewhere for lunch and just get some takeaway. She went to a local sushi noodle joint, she called it. And she'd been waiting in line for about 20 minutes to order a takeaway. Yeah. Well, at that time, it's a lunchtime rush, you know what I mean? And so there's a lot going on. At this point, she's once again, let's just note this, pregnant, not feeling well, waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah, on her feet,
and this is what's happened.
Finally get up to the plate after 20 minutes, and this woman in front of me starts doing these ones to her partner. Chicken or beef? Beef, he wants beef. Okay, also as well, and then what sauce? satay. You don't, hang on, sorry. You don't like satay, babe. You don't like satay. It's too hot here. Hang on, just 1 second. He doesn't actually like satay. Just wait. Babe, it's too hot here. I think last time we came here, it was too hot for you. But you want it? You want it? Okay, we're going to get the satay. Then they, and I'm like, oh my God, just order what he wants and shut up. I'm going to punch you in the back of the head. I'm seeing red. I'm shaking. I'm like, I just want to get 2 steamed dim sims. I want to get out of here. I've got the coin. I'm ready to go. She goes, all right, now I'll have chicken or the beef. And she's like, the chicken looks better. I'm going to get the chicken. Then she goes to the woman, those big noodles there, those fat noodles there, are they like really bouncy and chewy and great? Or are they like quite dry? She's like, have you been here before? They taste how they always taste. These are the noodles. And I thought, get her.
So we've all been in that situation where it's like we're all waiting. Think about what you want. Get your card out. Yeah. Get your money ready to go. Yeah. So that when you go up there, you can be like, I want this, this, move to the back of the line, wait for your food. Amazing. I can understand that as a pregnant woman who's hungry, also got a bit of a cold, she was not having it. She then, as they were stuffing around, not knowing what they were ordering, she then leaned over and said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Yeah. Can I have 2 steamed dimmies with soy sauce on them?
Here's
and
the money.
Yeah, the lady that was faffing around with her partner turned around and said, excuse me, I'm in the middle of ordering. And she's like, I don't care. You are taking way too long. It is rude. She had a go at her, then walked out the door once she got her steamed dimmies and said an older woman that was in the line too went out there and said, thank you so much. People are so rude. And then she felt really bad about it. Maggie did. She said, afterwards when I got home, I calmed down. I'm like, look, that's a bit aggressive. That's, you know, that's, it's not very nice or whatever. Mm. But I say to Maggie, no, I stand with you. If you get up to the front of the line and you don't know what you're having, and the least you could do is say, hey, you go ahead.
Yeah.
You go ahead. You go ahead of me. That's okay. We're still deciding. So you go ahead.
Do you know, it reminds me. It reminds me of a story that we did a couple of weeks ago. It might have even been last week.
Yeah.
From Belgium or something. Somewhere in Europe, and there was a pregnant lady.
Oh, yes. That was robbing banks.
She was robbing banks. So I'm going in there. Yes. What's that under your top? No, that's, I'm actually pregnant. But this is a gun.
Yeah.
And then waddling off with the cash.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, swings and roundabouts. Like on the scale of pregnant lady robbing a bank to pregnant lady sort of being sick of standing in line. Could be, I feel like it could be much worse. It
could be.
You know? Also, I would like to offer Maggie a job just running our jocks meetings. Just because if she can come with that same energy to you guys, I think that would be a big help to me.
It would be.
Bravo.
Viva Maggie.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Peter Overton is a Channel 9 veteran and he was on air last night introducing Charles Croucher and he accidentally spat out a throat lozenger.
Which again, probably wouldn't have a go at just keeping a throat lozenge in your mouth and doing it.
No.
Like, but again, also, he's been doing it twice as long as I have.
Yeah, so maybe he does it all the time.
Yeah.
We don't know.
He's a real pro.
It sounded like this, though.
Yeah. See if you can pick the moment.
And Nine's political editor, Charles Croucher, joins me from Canberra.
Yeah, everyone's got that footage, the zooming in on his mouth, whatever. The thing is, they don't mention it on air. You were saying as well, if you accidentally spit on someone, you just don't mention it, you move on. Whereas if I do, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I spat on you just then.
Keeping in mind, I'm not talking about like hocking a loop.
No, we're not.
Just a little bit of spittle, the old...
Just the accidental.
Just I'm very much enjoying my conversation with you and I've just got a little bit more spit in my mouth than I should and now
disgusting.
It's on you.
It's really hard.
52232955, Sam in Hamlin Heights, what do you think? Do you stop down, acknowledge the little bit of spittle or do you move on?
Depending on the scenario and who I'm talking to.
Okay.
If it's someone I like, I'll probably go, oh, shit, really sorry. Other times I might turn around and ignore it, but then if they say something, I'll apologise.
Of course.
And also sometimes if it goes on their arm, I'll wipe it off as well, you know, that sort of stuff. It just depends on the situation.
Okay.
If someone I don't like, maybe I might just, you know, add an extra few.
Very good.
Wow.
Very disgusting. Naomi from Inverleigh, if you accidentally spit on someone when you're talking to them, do you acknowledge it?
I sort of do. I go, oh, and sort of, like, get quite embarrassed by it and sort of pull back and say, oh, sorry.
Yes.
But I work with children as well, and I'm used to getting sneezed on and things like that myself. No. So I always go, oh, you got me. So,
yeah,
I acknowledge it.
You're all heroes that work with children.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing worse than stopping down and, like, going to someone, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I just spat on you, is the thought of me having someone spit on me accidentally and me going, you spat on me. Oh, my God, that's so cringe-inducing. Donnie from Belmont, mate, what do you think? Do you have to acknowledge it if you accidentally, just a teeny little bit of spit on someone?
Well, I'm going to start with another story about when I was in China, and there's some people that have very bad teeth that look like Mr. Ed, and when you're talking to them in meetings, they are continually spitting.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing six rounds in a boxing ring. You've got to duck their spit, and they're wondering what you're doing.
You're ducking and weaving.
But if I accidentally... Yeah. High one, low one, and left, right, you know.
Yeah.
And when I accidentally spit on people, I don't really do it too much because I'm a good talker.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, I just, oh, sorry about that, mate. Would you like me to lick that off?
No. Funny that, Donnie.
I was trying to roll gear, Donnie.
Oh, my God. All right. We've got Nicole on the line too from Clifton Springs. Morning, Nicole. Do you think you have to acknowledge it or not if you accidentally just a tiny little bit of spit on someone?
Morning, guys. Yeah, no, I reckon, like the other calls, it highly depends on who you are spitting on. If I'm, like, my coach in the gym and it's, like, a boxing round, like the other caller said, and you spit on them, I'll laugh about it and call it out like it's some sort of achievement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great to sort of, but that's a lot of body fluids going around.
That's
in those
your ripper.
Situations. Yep. Whereas if you're in an interview, then it's like a slow motion. You're watching that spit fall, and then you're making that awkward eye contact and pretending like they didn't notice.
Yeah.
Or if it's an acquaintance, then the same thing. If it's a big one and it's a noticeable one, then you'll kind of go, oh, I'm so sorry. Try and maybe wipe it off with a really poor attempt. But, it's definitely what situation you're in.
I just want to know how you accidentally do a big spit on someone.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.